Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is 27th of December. Yawn. Greetings from the Texas Panhandle. We got this bright idea that it would be awesome if we just all got on the bus and went to Arizona and just had this kind of last family gathering of the year. Bring the whole family, even my in-laws. And so we're on this great adventure. And with all of you packed on the bus, too, in the suitcases, it's just, you know, we're just having a happy caravan. And it's a long way, but we're having a really, really good time. So we'll start to break out now, moving more into the West. And I just have such a deep and profound fondness for the West. So I'm looking forward to it as we make our way toward the Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering in the Phoenix, Arizona area in just a couple of days, day after tomorrow. So we're reading in the book of Zechariah today from the Old Testament. We're reading in the Common English Bible this week, and I'm just starting to finally feel like Christmas is over and looking with just longing into the new year. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 through 11, verse 17. Ask the Lord for rain when it is time for the spring rain. The Lord is the one who makes the thunderstorms. He gives them rain showers. He gives vegetation in the field to each of them. The household divine images speak idolatry, and diviners see lies. They interpret dreams falsely and provide empty comfort. Therefore they wander like sheep, but they are oppressed because there is no shepherd. My anger burns hot against the shepherds. I will punish the goats. The Lord of heavenly forces will take care of his splendor, the house of Judah. He will make them like his majestic horse in battle. The cornerstone, the tent peg, and the bow used in battle will come from Judah. Every oppressor will leave Judah simultaneously. Judah will be like warriors, trampling through the muddy streets during battle. They will do battle because the Lord is with them. All the cavalry will be ashamed. I will strengthen the house of Judah and deliver the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I hadn't rejected them, for I am the Lord their God. I will respond to them. Ephraim will be like a warrior. They will be as glad as if they were drinking wine. Their children will watch and be glad. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them, because I have ransomed them. They will be as numerous as they were previously. Though I sowed them among the peoples, they will remember me in the distant places where they are living with their children until they return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt. I will collect them from Assyria. I will bring them to the land of Gilead and Lebanon until there is no more room for them. They will pass through the sea of distress and strike the sea with waves. All the depths of the river will dry up. The pride of Assyria will be brought down. The scepter of Egypt will turn away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they will walk in his name, says the Lord. Open your doors, Lebanon, so that fire will devour your cedars. Scream, Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen. Those majestic ones have been devastated. Scream, oaks of Bashan, for the deep forest has fallen. The sound of screaming appears among the shepherds, because their majesty has been devastated. The sound of roaring can be heard among the young lions, because the pride of the Jordan has been devastated. This is what the Lord my God says. Shepherd the flock intended for slaughter. Those who buy them will kill them, but they will go unpunished. Those who sell them will say, "Blessed is the Lord, for I have become rich." And their own shepherds won't spare them. In fact, I will no longer spare the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. But look what I am about to bring upon humanity. Upon each of them, by their neighbor's hand, and by the hand of their king. They will beat the land to pieces, but I won't rescue anyone from their hand. So I shepherded the flock intended for slaughter, the afflicted of the flock. I took two staffs for myself. I named one Delight. The other I named Harmony. I shepherded the flock. I removed three shepherds in 1 month when I grew impatient with them. Moreover, they detested me. Then I said, I won't shepherd you. Let the dying die, and let what is to be removed be removed. Let those who are left devour the flesh of their neighbor. Then I took the staff, Delight, and I chopped it up in order to break my covenant that I had made with all the peoples. It was broken on that day. As a result, the afflicted of the flock knew that it was the Lord's word. And I said to them, if it appears good to you, give me my wages. But if not, then stop. So they weighed out my wages, 30 shekels of silver. The Lord said to me, put it in the treasury. They value me at too magnificent a price. So I took the 30 shekels of silver and put them in the treasury of the Lord's house. Then I chopped up my second staff, Harmony, to break the alliance between Judah and Israel. Then the Lord said to me, take for yourself again the equipment of a foolish shepherd, because I am about to appoint a shepherd in the land. He won't tend to those who have been removed. He won't seek the young or heal the broken. He won't sustain the one standing. Instead, he will devour the flesh of the fat ones, even tearing off their hooves. Doom, foolish shepherd who forsakes the flock. A sword will strike his arm and his right eye. His arm will wither completely. His right eye will become blind. Revelation chapter 18. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was filled with light because of his glory. He called out with a loud voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a lair for every unclean spirit. She is a lair for every unclean bird and a lair for every unclean and disgusting beast, because all the nations have fallen due to the wine of her lustful passion. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich from the power of her loose and extravagant ways. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you don't take part in her sins and don't receive any of her plagues. Her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God remembered her unjust acts. Give her what she has given to others. Give her back twice as much for what she has done. In the cup that she has poured, pour her twice as much. To the extent that she glorified herself and indulged her loose and extravagant ways, give her pain and grief. In her heart, she says, I sit like a queen. I'm not a widow. I'll never see grief. This is why her plagues will come in a single day. Deadly disease, grief, and hunger. She will be consumed by fire because the Lord God who judges her is powerful. The kings of the earth, who committed sexual immorality with her and shared her loose and extravagant ways, will weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke from her burning. They will stand a long way off because they are afraid of the pain she suffers, and they will say, oh, the horror. Babylon, you great city, you powerful city, in a single hour your judgment has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, jewels and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet, all those things made of scented wood, ivory, fine wood, bronze, iron and marble, cinnamon, incense, fragrant ointment and frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle, sheep, horses and carriages, and slaves. even human lives. The fruit your whole being craved is gone from you. All your glitter and glamour are lost to you, never, ever to be found again. The merchants who sold these things and got so rich by her will stand a long way off because they fear the pain she suffers. They will weep and mourn and say, "Oh, the horror. The great city that wore fine linen, purple and scarlet, who glittered with gold, jewels, and pearls. In just 1 hour, such great wealth was destroyed. Every sea captain, every seafarer, sailors, and all who make their living on the sea stood a long way off. They cried out as they saw the smoke from her burning and said, 'What city was ever like the great city?' They threw dust on their heads and they cried out, weeping and mourning. They said, 'Oh, the horror, the great city, where all who have ships at sea became so rich by her prosperity. In just 1 hour she was destroyed. Rejoice over her, heaven, you saints, apostles, and prophets, because God has condemned her as she condemned you.' Then a powerful angel picked up a stone that was like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'With such violent force, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, and it won't be found anymore.' The sound of harpists and musicians, of pipers and trumpeters, will never be heard among you again. No craftsman of any kind will ever be found among you again. The sound of the handmill will never be heard among you again. The light of a lamp will never shine among you again. The sound of a bridegroom and bride will never be heard among you again, because your merchants ran the world, because all the nations were deceived by the spell you cast, and because the blood of prophets, of saints, and of all who have been slaughtered on the earth was found among you. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let my whole being praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Don't trust leaders. Don't trust any human beings. There's no saving help with them. Their breath leaves them. Then they go back to the ground. On that very same day, their plans die too. The person whose help is the God of Jacob, the person whose hope rests on the Lord their God, is truly happy. God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, God, who is faithful forever, who gives justice to people who are oppressed, who gives bread to people who are starving, the Lord who frees prisoners, the Lord who makes the blind see, the Lord who straightens up those who are bent low, the Lord who loves the righteous, the Lord who protects immigrants, who helps orphans and widows, but who makes the way of the wicked twist and turn. The Lord will rule forever. Zion, your God will rule from one generation to the next. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30:33. Because churning milk makes curds, squeezing the nose brings blood, and stirring up anger produces strife. It's so true. The Bible is so full of references to the things that we say. And it comes at such important times, even in the year, that we continually remember. So we have been, probably with extended family. We may still be with extended family. And the irony is, as much as we deeply and profoundly love our families, they can be like kryptonite. They can bring out the worst. And we can end up saying some things that we wished we didn't, or some things can be said to us that that are profoundly hurtful, and we have to kind of purge ourselves of it. So it's a great reminder here in the closing days of the year that what we say matters. It works the same as churning milk or squeezing the nose and bringing blood. Stirring up anger produces strife. And so, God, we ask you to help us, even as we've been with or are with family. Not that family should have anything to do with this, but so often it does. So often it brings up so much in us. And so we invite you, Jesus, that rather than we react, that we invite your Holy Spirit, not just to stop us from saying something we shouldn't, but that we would pause and say, Jesus, what is this bringing up in me? Why is this coming up in me? What is this touching in me? What wound is this touching in me that makes me want to strike back, or that makes me want to defend myself or feel just generally defensive? What am I trying to protect myself from? What is this about? We invite your Holy Spirit to speak to those places and come to those wounds. You said you would heal our broken hearts, so we invite you to do that. We look forward to the new year that begins in a few days. We invite you even now to heal us as we move into the new year. We want to go whole and holy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. That's where you find out what's going on around here. And what's going on is we're on the road again. One more final trip of the year. And just having a good time with it. We're just kind of set out to have a good time. We will have the Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering Phoenix style on the 29th. You can still email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com to get the details. We will very much look forward to seeing you. I'm very, very, I'm very much anticipating. I wanted to do one in Arizona a long time, and so I'm looking forward to this. I will be speaking also on the 29th and 30th at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale. Just really looking forward to this. We're just going to kind of wind our way out there and see what we can see. We'll, of course, be posting pictures and videos and stuff to Facebook as we travel, as we always do, so you can kind of follow along and be a part of all that's going on here. So the Women's Captivating Retreat is wide open for you. Go to dailyaudiobible.com. Now, when I say wide open for you, I mean you women. It's a women's Daily Audio Bible retreat. Go to dailyaudiobible.com. There's a banner at the top of the homepage, and it will tell you all about it, and you can register there. It is going to be remarkable. And I don't say that lightly. It really will be remarkable. And so you are encouraged to register early so that you can go. We are in the final days of 2012. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible for this year, of course, the Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and we will certainly be able to get you a tax-deductible receipt for your contribution this year. You can do that at the Daily Audio Bible website, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Kathleen in Missouri, and I just have been praying for everybody who calls in. I listen almost every day, and just really love this community, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. I wanted to call in today. I've got two people. One is my daughter, and one is my daughter's mother-in-law. They have, well, my daughter's going to have a baby here soon. Now, she's already lost one baby in the past and in a very violent way. She had her, I don't want to describe it, but anyway, it was the baby. She had carried it full term and then lost it. And anyway, she's nearing her full term. She has had a, she had another child in between, and things were okay. Difficult, but okay. But she's nearing the end, and it's always scary for her at the end because of what happened before. So, anyway, please keep her in your prayers. Her name is Natalie, and she's in Peoria, Illinois. And then in Decatur, Illinois, is her mother-in-law, Joda. And Joda is, actually, she's in Mount Zion, Illinois. She has breast cancer, and her family, this seems to run, there seems to be a lot of breast cancer in the family. And so I think she's getting a full operation so that this, she won't have to deal with this anymore. So just, anyway, just please keep both of them in your prayers. I would really appreciate it. Natalie and Joda. Thank you very much. I love you, family. Bye. Have a good day.
Hi. Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Beth O'Brien from New Jersey calling, and I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas, but I wanted to thank you for your prayers in the past because God has really blessed me with your support, and I'm in need again now. It concerns my mother, who is got Alzheimer's, and it concerns her money that we need to have access to in order to place her into a facility. And it's an eternal family squabble. One sibling who's been trust account has taken over the money and won't release it to let my mother be taken care of. So I would just ask you pray that God's will be done, that God would give peace to my mother and Ted, her husband, who wants to take care of her but realizes he can't now. She's falling and she's in danger. And I pray for my sister who is refusing to release the funds. We have a court hearing today and tomorrow to discuss this and to resolve these issues because it's at a crisis point for her. I'm also asking for prayer for my family. I'm one of a big family, and it seems like there's just two against five, and it's just really horrible to see this happen. I pray for my sister's health, who's, you know, kind of doing things really bizarre the last year and refusing to cooperate or talk with us about what she's doing with my mother's money. So just pray for her heart, and I ask you that it would lift her up as well, and that you would pray that our family would be unified after this and that we could forgive her and forgive each other for the offenses. And we just pray for resolution so that my mother can get the care she needs and that she would be in peace. And that God, who has been her savior all these years, her whole entire life, would rescue her. And just lastly, my sister-in-law also is suffering from cancer. I would lift her name and Joyce up to you and ask you would give her peace.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Kristen from Memphis. And I wanted to call in response to Krista from Minnesota, who stated that she struggled with her relationship with food and has had a history of an eating disorder and is really just, you know, different insecurity issues. Krista, I hear you, and your message touched me because I, too, have had a history with eating disorder and am coming through recovery. And I've hesitated to call because I wanted to find some magical scripture that would maybe speak out to you. But, you know, you've just been on my heart for these past couple weeks. I wanted to go on and say that you are enough. And you need to hear that and believe that. You are enough. You, Krista, you alone are enough. And just say that to yourself. Just believe it. I think you're enough. Somewhere along the way, somebody told you otherwise and said that you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not smart enough, whatever that is. Do not believe that because you are enough. And Jesus thought so, and he went to the cross for you. And he says, my grace is sufficient. He will never leave you. And he loves you more than we will ever know. So believe that, Krista, and know that you are on my heart, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, family. This is Brandon in Colorado. I need you guys to help me pray for my uncle who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer along with his kidney failure. They didn't give him very long to live, but I just pray for God's will and peace and comfort for the family, his wife, my aunt, and the family. This is the fourth cancer diagnosis in the past year and a half. And the other ones didn't turn out very well. But I just ask you to pray for me. And my good friend's wife also was diagnosed on Friday with breast cancer, and she goes in tomorrow for the surgery. I just found that out too. So if you could lift up Wayne and Sarah in prayer and pray that God works miracles and things really turn out. I thank you guys and love you. Bye.